Hello, listeners. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and we have a very wonderful program about how doctors, nurses, dentists, and many other are going out in the community and giving away free services. With me today, I have Nicole Braxton. She is the clinical director of Amen Free Clinics. Welcome to our program.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
This is not the first time we've ever interviewed you here on Strong Tower Radio. You have another program that you produce. You're just kind of a director-producer.
Yes, I am grateful. Praise the Lord.
Well, this time we're talking about the Amen Clinic. Give us a brief overview what an Amen Clinic, and then we'll have a word of prayer.
Yes. So an Amen Free Clinic is a 1 to 3 day event utilized to share free healthcare, free medical, dental, and vision care in communities where we have different volunteers from all different healthcare backgrounds donating and volunteering their time to give back and change lives.
Amen. We're going to go in much more depth after prayer. Listeners, let's go to the Lord. Lord, you are kind and good. If we go by looking at the Gospels, a huge portion of it was in the healing ministries. You preached, but you also met people's needs, and then you often preached to them after you met their needs. So, dear Lord, we want to be your hands and feet. We have listeners out there that may become a part of this outreach to the community. And be with Nicole and myself, and be with our listeners as you listen and are inspired, maybe even convicted, that you want to be a part of an Amen Free Clinic near you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Nicole, the Amen Clinics, you gave us a broad overview. I do want to add one thing. This is not the first free clinic that's ever been done.
Yes, exactly. So Amen Free Clinics have been around for over a decade. We have been serving communities throughout the U.S. and beyond, and had the opportunity to share free healthcare in communities. When we target and where our main focus is serving the underinsured and uninsured community members, really helping to meet their immediate needs and also connect them with a local church.
Now, Nicole, many of our listeners are connected with churches and congregations, Seventh-day Adventists, but across the whole spectrum, we know that we talk to more people that are interested in religion, may even be connected with religious body of all persuasions, because the message of Christ was for all generations, all types of people.
Amen.
And so we revel in the point the Adventists are a minority of listeners, and we like it that way. We are reaching out, building friends, and upholding Jesus Christ to all people.
Yes.
And the reason I set it up that way is that there are missionary trips by every denomination out there that serve people many times overseas in different countries. There are people who are going down to the inner cities of their neighborhoods and serving people, giving out food and at food kitchens and doing various, there's good deeds are inspired by Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
And many of our listeners are familiar with going somewhere far, far away and doing these outreach and these help clinics, but sometimes we overlook our very own backyard.
Yes. Yes.
And here on Strong Tower Radio, I was a part of, and we showcase Pathway to Health. It was in Indianapolis. It's also been in Arizona and various parts around the country. There are many ways to serve. There are many organizations that are serving. Explain those events to our listeners, Nicole.
Yeah, so Pathways to Health is an amazing ministry that we're grateful to partner with on different clinics. And particularly the key thing that differentiates us is Amen Free Clinics. We focus on small to mid-size clinics multiple times throughout the year. And our partner, Pathways to Health, focuses on large, one-time, large annual event. And it's a blessing to partner together on different things. And that's our key differentiator. So with these Amen Free clinics, we do focus on small to mid-sized clinics. And we're excited to serve the upcoming areas that we are. Specifically, our next upcoming one is in Detroit on March 10th, 2024.
March 10th, 2024. I'm staying with this theme to give the lay of the land.
Yeah.
It's almost like the separate organizations are not competing, they're just covering the territory.
That's right.
The Pathway events are for major, large cities in general. It takes so much energy and expense and logistics, they happen about once a year. But you're trying to do something with the Amen Clinics, with the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, and with the Lake Region Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, and with the Amen and other organizations you'll delineate further. But as I understand it, you're wanting to replicate this over and over and over again. So you're getting the fireworks that you have those ones that... What are those cannons or those things that it shoots off a whole bunch at the same time? Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing is you're 12 to 15 in a year's period of time. That is amazing.
Praise the Lord. We are definitely excited. And with our new partnership with the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, we are excited to do 9 clinics this year in Michigan. And we've already did our first clinic last year in Berrien Springs, Michigan. So we have multiple sites. And if anyone's listening and they want to give back to the community and they're eager to share their experience, we also take healthcare volunteers as well as non-medical volunteers to support our clinics. And to your point, we're excited for these upcoming clinics as it's a time to one, connect with one another and just build great bonds and connect and serve, most importantly, the community and give back and have a rewarding experience. There's nothing like seeing a life change directly in front of your eyes. I remember there was a patient at a previous clinic that shared she'd been waiting for years to get her teeth fixed, and it impacted her life where she was in pain. And by going to one of the Amen Free clinics, within 30 minutes, she shared her life was changed. So it's stories like that and the impact that we can make by God's grace that is just so exciting to be a part of.
That is so amazing. We could go in about 3 or 4 different directions off of that comment. Well, my personal dentist participates in these Amen clinics.
Awesome.
And I spend an hour in his office getting my teeth cleaned and occasionally having to have fillings and stuff. But this particular person in 30 minutes was able to get services she'd waited for years.
Yes.
It's interesting. I've been around the block with this program. I've done over 300 radio programs, and I've done a few clinics and such. So you kind of get a trend, and you kind of get the big overview. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen so many times about what it does for the volunteers, that experience of reward. We all work for a reason. We do that to support our families, to take care of ourselves, to not be a burden on others, and to give back, to make our own way. Mm-hmm. But there's something about when you do it for free.
Yes.
What I've observed in these clinics, we've had dental clinics, the Lake Union Conference and the Michigan Conference have held free dental clinics, and I've seen that about 3 different times. Mm-hmm. The miracle stories, the joy of the participants getting something that they never thought was attainable. Just if I go down that path a little bit, dental services are one of those services that the welfare system. And even if you're employed, you may not have dental insurance, or the dental insurance policies are very, very limited. Mm-hmm. Many times when it's a major thing, it's like 50%. Well, 50% is very helpful, but if you're underemployed or unemployed, or you're just barely making it, even if you have the insurance, you may not be able to afford the dental service.
That's right.
For major activities and bridges and various extensive things. But your clinics participate and provide that for these people?
Yes. So when it comes to dental care, it is a specialty that a lot of patients are not, unfortunately, able to have access to, whether it's due a lack of coverage or being uninsured in totality. And I love that the clinics have dentists and hygienists that are eager to give back and provide that care at no cost, with no strings attached. And I think with that one example, with one of the patients saying waiting years to get service and seeing within 30 minutes, that could be changed. So yes, dental care is there's a huge need for dental care. So we are currently seeking hygienists and dentists to support our clinics, as well as optometrists. And I can also share with you how they can get connected with us. But yes, there is a huge need for dental care. And that is the main thing that patients come looking for when they come to our Amen Free Clinics.
This is also a vehicle that these professionals can give back on an organized basis.
Yes.
And I'll share a personal story with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
A professional provided services to her for free.
Nice.
And he got in trouble with the insurance company for doing it. Because she didn't have insurance, he provided that service. And the point is that this is a vehicle that professionals can give back, that there's no complications and such. It's a win-win for the professional who is giving the service.
Yes.
And it's a win for those receiving. It just makes you happy.
Exactly. I mean, just going down the aisles at the clinic, it's energizing. It's nice to connect with other like-minded individuals. The atmosphere is so amazing. It's a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of service, and really utilizing Christ's method and just getting the opportunity to share love, the tender love of Christ with patients and the community. I think that is just a life-changing experience, not only for the patient that is being served, but also for the volunteer.
Let's talk about that volunteer process. We're a little ways out from the second one. You said there was one last year in Barron Springs, which is in southwestern Michigan.
Yeah.
Now you're going to the other corner of the state, which is southeastern Michigan. And tell our volunteers about the process of doing it and anything they need to know to move towards and sign up to be a volunteer, either in Detroit or those other eight clinics that you're going to be holding in the state of Michigan this year and next.
Yes. So if you're listening right now and you're interested to get engaged to and connected with our programs, our next upcoming program is on Sunday, March 10th to 2024. So our next Amen Free Clinic will be on March 10th. And we are currently seeking dentists, hygienists, and optometrists. If you're interested in volunteering, you can go to amenfreeclinic.org. So AMEN, which stands for Adventist Medical Evangelism Network. So the website again is amenfreeclinic.org. So amenfreeclinic.org is where you can go and you can look at our upcoming clinics. And the one in Detroit will be held at the Johnson Recreation Center. And it starts at 8 a.m. and it closes at 4 p.m. So we are definitely excited for that upcoming clinic. And it is about, it's on 8550 Chippewa Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. And we're currently seeking volunteers for that. And for any other clinics that we have coming up, we have another one in Michigan on April 7th in Cadillac, Michigan. So if you're interested in volunteering, we are also currently seeking dentists, hygienists, optometrists. And for that one, we're also seeking non-medical volunteers. You can go to our website. And you can also check out all of our upcoming clinics in your local area, particularly Michigan. We have 9, which we're super excited about. That is our upcoming one. And I also want to share, to your point, Tom, this upcoming clinic in Detroit is sponsored by the Michigan Conference, Lake Region, Lake Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, ASI, and AMEN. Essentially, It's a group of Seventh-day Adventist leaders that are vested in serving and giving back to the community.
Leaders and their congregations.
Yes, exactly. Leaders and their congregations. We're very excited about that.
So how many volunteers do you need for Detroit?
Yeah, so typically at an average clinic, we have about 150 volunteers. Our main goal is, wanting to make sure that we're able to meet the direct needs there. So we actively seek, 10 to 12 dentists and hygienists, as well as, 3 to 4 optometrists, as well as non-medical volunteers. So typically at a clinic, it is around 150 volunteers.
Very good. What is a typical day for a volunteer at the clinic?
So typical day for a volunteer is you'll come in early in the morning and we'll have a good time to connect and also pray before we start serving patients. And then after that, we all go to our different stations and then we just start, seeing patients and meeting their immediate needs. We also provide lunch for the volunteers. And when I say we, usually the local church will provide a meal for the volunteers that are there. After serving the patients, we break down for the day and we close our doors and stop seeing patients around 4 p.m. So the typical day is, early arrival. Then we just have a lot of great time connecting and serving the patients.
Very good. Share with our listeners, can you read off the list of all the locations? I know they won't be able to remember each one of them. I know we're talking about the one here in Detroit in March. We're looking at the one in Cadillac on the 7th. What other locations are on your calendar?
Yeah, so we have a lot of clinics scheduled this year, which we're excited about. So we do, like to your point, the March 10th, April 7th, we have a Cadillac. May 19th, we have a clinic in Midland at Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. On November 17th, we have a clinic at the Lansing Seventh-day Adventist Church. On September 15th, we have a clinic at the St. John Seventh-day Adventist Church. On October 6th, we have a clinic at the Niles Seventh-day Adventist Church, and more to come. So I'm super excited to share that list as we continue to have them posted on our website. So we have a full schedule, and we're excited to meet and serve with you.
I also want to underline, does your clinics, do you have to be a Seventh-day Adventist in order to serve in these clinics?
Thank you for asking that. We absolutely know. We are excited to serve with people from all backgrounds. So whether you're Adventist or non-Adventist, we welcome you and we would love to serve with you. So whether you have a church background or whether you do not have a church background, that is not our focus. We're super excited to serve with you from any background, and we'd love to connect and serve your local community together.
Do the volunteers have a good time? Not only do they have a good time serving the patients, but do they get to know other people who are volunteering?
Yes. Given that we're together for the day, it's a beautiful time to connect and bond and build new friendships. A lot of times you'll see volunteers, we'll say it is as rewarding as it was for the actual patient. So yes, it's a great time to connect, build new friendships. And also a lot of times you see patients staying connected, not just patients, but volunteers staying connected after the clinic. So it's a great time to connect throughout the day, and people like to share their stories and get a chance to know each other. So it's a full rewarding experience, and lots of different avenues and different things for you to experience while you're at the actual clinic.
I'm sure that, do you track the value of what the services that you offer to the community, and what does it look like? So our listeners, is it worth about $1,000, $5,000? What is the value that you're giving away absolutely free with no strings attached?
Our average traditional clinic typically gives away over $200,000 in free healthcare in one day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a fifth of $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Completely free.
Wow. What an opportunity. Nicole, is there, as we close out this section, what do you want to share with our listeners, first of all, as volunteers, and then second of all, that's where we focused on because this is before many of the events, mm-hmm. and then close out with what a patient may receive that participates in this clinic?
Yes. So if you're listening and you're interested in volunteering, I would love to encourage you to go to our website at amenfreeclinic.org and sign up for our upcoming clinics. The one that's coming up the soonest is March 10th in Detroit, and we'd love to see you there. We're currently seeking dentists, hygienists, and optometrists for our Detroit clinic, and we're eager to serve alongside of you from any background, whether it's medical or non-medical, whether it's Adventist or non-Adventist. We're excited to serve with you and get this opportunity to connect and give back to the community. If you're interested in changing a life and giving back, this clinic, these upcoming Amen Free clinics are for you. So feel free to go to our website and go to amenfreeclinic.org, and we're excited to meet you and serve alongside you.
Nicole, you talked quite a bit about the dental clinic because there's such a great need in it. There's such a draw. That's actually almost one of the biggest, if I understand correctly, is that the dental clinic is almost the biggest draw over even medical services, but you do still have medical services. What medical services will you be offering?
Yes, and to your point, dental and vision are top services that patients are seeking. And yes, dentist is the top service, you're correct, that patients are looking for. In terms of medical, we offer basic medical screenings. We take the vitals of patients that come through our medical clearance area, and medical doctors will go and connect with patients and share their results as well as any other basic screenings. Now, you will notice at different clinics, some will have more expansive medical services, and it's all dependent upon the volunteers that register. So for example, if we have dermatologists that are interested of registering and serving in that community, and those that are able to provide immediate on-site care services within the medical field, sometimes you'll see more expansive services dependent upon the volunteers that register. So that's why we're excited to partner with volunteers to meet the immediate needs in the community. And also, we have health education, which is important. So I know, Tommy shared, I've been here before for a different program, and the connection between it is, you know, the healthy foods and the lifestyle changes directly impact and can change lives post this clinic and during the clinic as well.
What I heard you say, Nicole, is that you give as much as the volunteers give.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you ever wonder what value you have in life, you can demonstrate it at one of these clinics.
Yes.
If you're a dermatologist and you show up, you're going to provide dermatology. Mm-hmm. If you have a gynecologist show up, you offer what the volunteers give, if I hear you correctly.
To your point, we definitely customize our medical services based on the volunteers that register. We're definitely excited to expand medical when the volunteer pool is there, and we like to have meetings and figure out what is the best alignment. But yes, we're definitely, our medical services adjust based on the volunteers that register. Excellent point, Tom.
Now, we've talked about the volunteers. We emphasize that and about the dental and vision. What is the patient experience from the time they arrive, and what will they walk away with?
Yes. So when the patient arrives, our team will band them based on the services that they are seeking to get, whether it's medical, dental, or vision. And then the patients will go through our registration process, and they also go through our waiting room, where we actually have pre-recorded videos that talk about lots of health education and information that they could walk away to add to their daily lifestyles. And then also they go through our medical clearance and any other elected services that they would like at the actual clinic. And following that, the churches that are sponsoring this typically have different events that they invite patients to post the clinic, as well as some additional information that they can use as they leave the clinic as well. So it's a beautiful thing. So it's not really just a one-day event. There's a whole bunch of other events following this, and we're excited to invite patients to the follow-up programs after the clinic.
And that there is definitely a connection here between providing medical, dental, vision needs, the physical needs of people, and the having the spirituality available.
Yes.
We believe that there's a mind, body, and spirit. When those all are being fed, you're a whole person.
That's right. There's a lot of synergy between our mental health, our physical health, and our spiritual health. And that's why our clinics are sponsored by a lot of Seventh-day Adventist churches, and that aligns directly with the mission of holistic health, mind, body, spirit, and amongst many other things included in their missions. But these clinics meet the immediate physical needs, and we also provide other services such as spiritual care, you know, mental care, depending on the volunteers that register. So yes, it's a holistic approach towards health.
Well, Nicole, we're looking forward to what Amen and all these volunteers of every denomination and those who are medical and non-medical, as you need people to help direct people to sign them in. If you can run a computer, a simple computer, and put in data, just greet people.
Yes.
Guide them. Give them a glass of water.
That's right.
So many things that can be done. Nicole, again, give our listeners the address. They've maybe since the last time you shared the contact information to say, I want to be a part of that.
Yes. So if you're interested in volunteering, please go to amenfreeclinic.org, and you can go to our website and click for upcoming clinics. The next one is March 10th, and then we have a full lineup of clinics for the year. So you can go to amenfreeclinic.org, and we look forward to the opportunity of serving with you.
Listeners, you've been listening to Nicole Braxton. She is the Amen Medical Free Medical Clinic Director for the state of Michigan. And Nicole, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this time, and I think we'll be talking to you again throughout the 2024 as you conduct clinics across Michigan.
Yes. Thank you, Tom. I'm so honored for the opportunity to be on your program, and thank you for this sharing this information with the community. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for your service. God bless.
Bless.
Bye now.
Bye.